the Rove and Sam Catch-Up.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam, and Jamie the button pusher.
Hello.
Rove isn't here. I'm about to sneeze. Hang on, it's going to come.
Look in the light.
I don't think that works.
Apparently it does.
No. Nah. Anyway, I'll swallow it. Can you swallow a sneeze? Will Anderson joined us today. He has left because, like,
he's
screw sticking
boy.
Around, no offence. We just get shit done and then we're out of here. It's probably going to be a short chitty chat today, probably, because I don't know if I can talk for 10 minutes. What do you want to talk about, Jane?
I don't know. Did you have a nice
What's
weekend?
Going? I had a great weekend.
Oh, okay, I'm glad I asked.
You know what? I did on Friday. I think we finished work early on Friday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, because Rove was away and we just pumped out all we had to do and we're gone by 10, 11.
That was good. So on Friday, I was the cutest girlfriend. So I went to the supermarket and, oh God, I'm talking about my baby voice. And I bought all these, I packed a picnic. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I made sandwiches and a dip platter with Bickies and wine. And then Sash and I went to a little secret place that we go to. And we had a beautiful picnic and it was so much fun. And Rocky was running around. And so that was a goodie. And I was like, I won some serious brownie points. Like, I was just basically a legend. Then what else did I do? Then I went to Acra's on Saturday.
Yes, the Radio Awards. How was that for your first ever Radio Awards?
Do you know why it was so good? Because everyone was saying how shit it would be. Well, so everyone's like, oh, it's so shit. They go for so long. Oh, my God. So I had really low expectations.
And that's what we should all do going to anything, even like a movie. Always have low expectations.
Because I was like, hey, guys, it's not so bad. Are you kidding? But we had to present an award. And I did the old, I looked at the envelope, like I opened up the envelope before I said, and the winner is, because I'm like, oh, I just want to make sure I can pronounce it and listen to the voiceover.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how it went. I was like, you know, we didn't make any jokes or anything because...
What was the award you had to give out?
I don't even remember. Oh. I just read off the thing and went, oh, I'm so nervous. It was like, Willy Woofer and Wazza. That's pretty much it. Then I flew back nice and early yesterday.
Which, I don't know if you saw the plane footage of Melbourne on Sunday where a plane was coming in and it was that windy, it could not even land. Like, it came down... And then, had to just do, an abort.
You need to find that footage for me, James. Try and find it. Because I haven't seen it. So I had a nice and early... Because I wanted to go home, spend time, with a boyfriend, with Rock. And I just wanted to do nothing. Yep. I just wanted to spend the day doing nothing. So we did that. Watch Bathurst. Mate, just fell asleep. How boring. And that's about it, really.
Does Ash want to watch the cars?
Yeah. He's just like, oh, the Bathurst is on. And I do want to be that person that's like, screw that.
You just had to sit there quietly?
I just fell asleep.
Then you fell asleep.
I was pretty tired, so I fell asleep while he watched Bathurst. How boring. It's just, and he's like, because what happened is because he makes friends with everyone. Like, he's just, if you meet him, he'll be your bestie. Like, that's just his personality. Anyway, and so one time we were out at the tennis, actually, and he became besties with Fabian Coulter, whatever his name is.
Sure.
I don't know. Besties. Besties.
Yeah.
And I ended up being like, oh, I'm going to go home because I was pretty tired. And he stayed out with Fabian and just, had their weird bromance.
Oh, so they met for the first time and they've gone out.
But seriously, they're like, and he's like, oh, how good is he? Oh, my God, where's seriously? Oh, let's hang out. And now they're just a bromance. Anyway.
Are they still bros?
Yeah. And now he's like, oh, there he is. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm asleep. I mean, that's it. And so that was my weekend. Pretty low key, to be honest.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't want to. I didn't. Yeah, mate. Just being the ledge, basically. It's a
normal?
Tough gig. Yes, it is normal. Thank you, Jamie. And then, it was, you know. Yeah, it's good.
Nice. Well, hopefully Rowe's back tomorrow.
He needs to rest up his voice. Yeah. Poor bugger. And, like, even at the Acras, like, because his voice was going, and he shouldn't have even, like, he shouldn't have even gone. I said to him, like, flying up in the air and then coming back down, like, when your head's so cloggy and you're sick is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Like, even when you're tired and you're, I'm just looking at the TV, Brangelina divorce drama, FBI weigh in on child abuse allegations. No one knows. This is just false rumors. Like, it might be true, but it's not confirmed. These are all false stories of a source of a source of a source. Like, piss off, entertainment effing news.
15-year-old son Maddox. The matter was referred to the local police. They then referred it on to the FBI because it wasn't a local area. It was in a plain.
It's all just speculation, isn't it?
It is speculation. No one knows. Like, maybe it is true, but no one knows.
Yeah, look, the allegations.
Unless you actually hear from Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, or their representative, you don't know anything.
No, exactly.
Anyway, that annoys me. But yes, we do hope that Rove does get well soon. But yeah. I felt for him because, like, and especially like talking at the Acras, like over all this. Oh,
everyone would have came up to you guys.
Yeah, and talking. Yeah. But anyway, so there we go.
Fun.
Well, have you got anything to report? We haven't been going for 18 minutes.
No, we've been going for six.
How was your weekend? You want to talk about your weekend? I feel like I've just spoken about mine. Mine was very boring.
Didn't do much, basically because I'm still shredding.
Oh, f*** off.
I am.
Mate.
What?
Hey, I saw you on the couch earlier, making sure you're in shot of the camera.
No, I said, yes, I said to social Amy, I'm like, I'm not in shot. Am I? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, and then go up. Because MC.
You're in shots.
Because again, MC has taken over today, so I've got no buttons to push because he pushes his own buttons.
Are you a little bit worried that he's going to take your job?
I have brought up
that. Yeah, see? This is why you don't call in sick because.
I know, because, hey, in this industry, you just never know. You can get replaced like that.
Mate, I know.
Radio. It's fun. It's scary.
It's so scary. I thought, I'm like, oh, poor Jam. I wonder if he's worried about his job.
I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Who knows?
See how we go. What were you going to say? Oh, so you're just shredding. Oh, you're going to do his pre-edited bit.
I thought we were wrapping up.
No. Your arms look big.
Oh.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Part.
Rove and Sam.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Rove and Sam.
Just a split second, there was another contender to be in that seat.
I mean, I find this hard to believe now hearing how good this is, that there was somebody else they thought actually would pair up better with Sam.
Yeah, look, you know what? So we do have a standby list in case, you know.
In case of emergency.
In case of emergency.
Crack
if
open. Rove
or myself is sick. You know, we've had Kel Wilson. We have yourself. Sure. Pete Hallier helped out last week.
Great.
Fantastic. And yesterday I was just hanging out with my boyfriend, you know, just twiddling our thumbs, and then we get a text message from our executive producer, Rove's not in. Oh. We're going to have to get a co-host.
Wow.
My boyfriend goes, I'll do it. And I'm like, hilarious. Joke. And he's like, no, seriously, like, I'll do it. And I was just like, okie dokie.
Well, hang on. When he's working down on the old building site, if like the carpenter can't come in, do you pop in and go, you know what, Sash, I got this.
I got this, mate.
I can hammer a nail into a wall. I've seen it
easy
on the telly,
peasy.
Mate.
It's a piece of piss. But we do have him on the line. Sash, babe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Jeez, Ash. So you felt like this was for you, mate. Do you feel? Do you hate me now, mate? Have I stepped into where you feel like you should be this morning?
Mate, not at all. You're a hilarious human, and I love you.
All right.
I just thought, Ash, hard could it be to talk show bags for 3 hours? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's actually a tough job. Now, I know I'm not an engineer. Like, I get it. You've got a really smart job. You went to uni for a long time.
We get it, mate. You're an engineer. You drive a train. We all know what it means.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's a tough job, babe. Like, it's actually, you know, you got to think. You got to be witty. You got to be on your feet. You know what I mean? Well,
you know what, Sammy? It's funny you should say that because I've prepared my own scooper, believe it or not.
Hang on. Hang on.
Yeah. You wouldn't read about it until now. Kid it, I think I've got a grab there.
All right, here we go. Scoopler!
You guys have been working together doing some little oil.
This is all Sash. He pulled all the strings. He made it happen.
Hang on. Does Sash just have this stuff at home ready to go?
Babe, fire away.
All right, fire away, Sash. I love it.
Is this your audition process to become the next co-host?
I believe it is, yeah.
All right,
here,
babe.
Here we go.
That was a good start, by the way, mate. Yeah, always good. Start just, by clearing your throat on the radio. Clearing that's.
All right. So we spoke about this bloke before. Notice how I said we? Feels good when I say that. Yeah. All right. But Donald Trump is not making any friends. Because it was Robert De Niro's comments that got everyone talking. Hit it.
He's a pig. He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt. He's a national disaster. He's an embarrassment to this country. It makes me so angry that this country has gotten to this point. He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face.
How good is Robert De Niro?
Yeah, that's good.
She's out.
I just love how you threw it, Sash.
Hit it. With conviction.
I felt like that. I was like, hit it. Yeah, I just like, I will hit it. I'll hit it. I'll play it. Whatever, Sash.
All right, next one. Sarah Jessica Parker has dropped the bomb.
Do you even know who that is, babe?
Nope, not a clue. So I'm just going to keep running with it, though. Right. She joined Chris Hardwick for his podcast Nerdist, where she told him that she suspected all along that her three famous companions were just figures of Carrie's imagination. Take a listen.
I used to wonder if Samantha, Charlotte, and Miranda were real because they're such perfectly archetypal characters, the other three. So you're writing a column about sexual politics and I'm not entirely sure they're actually real.
I'm not entirely sure what that actually meant, but apparently it's important.
Anyway, I love lastly, Sex in the City. Oh, you got another story.
Lastly, some real news. And Will Davidson won the Bathurst 1000 yesterday in thrilling fashion, as you may not know. But it was the crowd who won my heart, with one man claiming to have sunk 50 froths on the day. 50 pig's ears.
I mean, drink responsibly, exactly. Of course. Exactly. Of course, drink responsibly.
Of course.
50.
But 50 beers.
Right.
Can't get a slice of the merchandise. That's unbelievable.
50 beers. And you're telling me that was one of the drivers?
No.
All right, shall we go around the room? I mean, that was essentially Sash's.
Look, you know what? I think I do Scoopler better. Demo. I mean, it helps when you stumble over the words and not exactly sure. That's how I present my Scoopler. You know, I struggle to read at the best of times. I think you did a really great job. Maybe we can get you in for some work experience.
Thanks, babe. I really appreciate
it. Sort some CDs in the music library, all the really important
get
tasks.
Get us some coffee.
Yeah, I mean, how are you at handing out cans of Coke? Because I think we could really get you involved in some street team activities.
I'm like the Red Bull guy.
Yeah,
he's hired. Done. Roven
Sam. I like to think that Sam and I are the Nelly and Tim McGrath of radio.
Who's who do you think? Who's Nelly? Who's Tim McGrath?
I mean, she's Nelly because it's getting hot in here, and I am Tim McGrath, who I don't really know much about. So here's the thing: there's an election coming up in America, Sam, and despite the fact that we do not get to vote in the US election, it will affect Australia, so I think it's fair enough that we can have an opinion about it. And there's this fella called Donald Trump.
Oh, I've never heard of him before.
Heard of him? He used to be on a reality TV show, and it's rocketed him. You ever heard of somebody who used to be on a reality TV show and turned into something
trash.
Else? Mate, this is the equivalent of you running for Prime Minister, basically, what's going on in America at the moment. And so Donald has been running for, like, president, basically like he's been trying to be fired from his job and can't get fired. Like, every day he goes in and he goes, I don't like the Mexicans. They'll fire me now. Nope, can't get fired. Oh, you're a rapist. Oh, no, can't get fired. Make fun of the disabled. Can't get fired. Here's what women are like. Can't get fired. Nothing. It's horrible. And I reckon America is weeks away from the beginning of the Hunger Games. So today we have the second debate, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And he's been in trouble this week for some comments. You might have heard this. Let's have a listen. This was about 10 years ago. They found this recording of what he said to a mate about some women.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
Who?
Yuck. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
How does that make you feel?
It frightens me, to be perfectly honest. I mean, like, you know, you think about, you know, this is a guy that people are going to elect to be a president. And, you know, and I think that, you know, some people, and especially I think Donald Trump has he's not in touch with reality whatsoever. I mean, as a female, 24/7, we are constantly thinking about, okay, if a man was to approach me right now, what would I do? Like, you're thinking, how's the quickest way I can attack? Like, how do I do it? Do I go straight for the eyes? And you are honestly constantly doing it. If I go, even if it's during the day, it's lunchtime, I go for a walk to the park with my dog, I'm thinking, always looking around, making sure no one's around. What happens if someone approaches me, sexually harasses me? Or, you know, we're always afraid. And when someone is completely taking the piss and, you know, making comments like this and saying, oh, it's just locker room chat, are you joking? Like, this is a real fear for us females. And it's just offensive and disgusting. And this guy's running for president. Are you kidding?
I mean, it's ridiculous, really, isn't it? I mean, and I saw a lot of guys online saying things like, you know, oh, on behalf of, like, men, we apologize to women. But the truth is, it is guys now. This can't be a conversation where we're going, this is other guys. Yeah. This now has to be, if we're in those locker rooms, we have to stop that talk. It's going to start with men explaining to other men that this is not funny or something that we should be doing anymore, because that's where it starts. Women can't be the people who have to. It's crazy.
And it's crazy that we even have to have these conversations going, just letting you know that's actually not acceptable and that's not okay to have these conversations. We shouldn't be even, like, this is 2016, we're still having conversations like this. It's an absolute joke and it's disgusting.
In fact, let's go a step further. Let's stop men using the P word at all. Oh. Why are men, even in relation to cats? Like, even if you have a house full of cats, men should not be able to use the P word. Just get that out of your vocabulary. That's a start.
Rove and Sam.
Will Anderson in for Rove this morning. Will, it's a Saturday night. I mean, I don't know if you go out dancing. I don't know if that's a Will Anderson.
Not really.
Pastime, but let's, for instance, you shuffling? Find yourself on a dance floor.
Okay, I find myself
what
on the
DF. What do you do? What's the go-to? Dance move. There is a point here, by the way, if you're wondering why I'm asking.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually
we will get there.
I felt like MC was just asking me out dancing.
That was my second question.
There is so much sexual chemistry in this studio this morning. It's not just Sam and I.
No.
MC's feeling it too.
He is
like dipping his toe in to this like hot comedy interview radio love this morning. Yeah. Aren't you, MC? Look at it. I love it. Drop your keys in, MC.
The next time you hit the dance floor, you could be dancing like Beyonce with today's transformation. Dance classes.
Yeah.
See, it all makes sense.
It does.
We're there. Right. If you want to dance like Queen B, you can. Places limited. Register your interest now. Do it at todayfm.com.au.
I dance more like Solange. Solange.
Now,
what's been going on, Sam?
Well, there's a...
It's party season.
That's exactly right. There's an interesting story that I stumbled across online over the weekend.
Sure.
Now, this couple, they have decided that they want to be child-free.
Nice.
That's just how they...
Too many people in the world.
Exactly.
Good decision for the environment, for population.
So they decided to have a vasectomy party.
Ugh. Oh,
I hate these people.
Celebrate the snip.
I love their decision, but I hate these people.
Just do it, mate.
If you're going to be childless, just be childless. I'm childless. Yes. I haven't thrown a party to celebrate my childlessness.
You just have a party every single night because you can.
Exactly. Yeah. Just have a party because you don't have kids. That's enough, mate. You don't have to have another party to rub it in everybody.
They've even, they have a boat. It says baby name suggestions. They've crossed it out and they're like boat name suggestions because, you know what, they might as well buy a boat because they're not going to have a kid.
Oh, God, I hate these people.
I hate them. So
just be quiet about it. Just don't have babies. Like, they've made the thing. Because here's the thing. I have no problem with people who have babies, but I have no problem with people who have a baby and then suddenly think there is nothing else in the world, that you're special because you had a baby. The one thing I've liked about childless people is that they aren't those people people who are like, I have a baby. But now you are being those people about not having a baby.
Yeah.
You're being a pain about not having a baby.
I do know what you mean.
Don't let down my people.
It's one of the most depressing things is when people are like people who are like, oh, yeah, I used to have a body like you. Ugh, for kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Right.
And they tell me how miserable their life is. And they're like, oh, don't listen to them. It's awful. It's awful having kids. It's awful this. My life is kids. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have a party just because, actually. I don't have a reason to.
No. Well, that literally what you just said was the speech that my dad made at my 21st, which I felt like was inappropriate. I was like, you should have just had a vasectomy party, Dad, if you hate us that much. What goes on at a vasectomy party? Was there any details, Sam, of what they actually did? Did they have like a vasectomy cake that you can only cut at the top?
They have
was there a penis pinata or something that there nothing is. Dropped out of? What was going on?
There's an actual cake. And right. Of a disturbing
cake.
Be careful. Right. People are probably having breakfast right now.
Well, they're probably not having
cake. And Band-Aids.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
I think there should just be a rule, no penises on cakes. That should be a rule.
You know what? I'm with you.
Guys,
Let's
saying I'm not allowed to say, guys, a penis is a natural thing that is on a man.
You
I'm
can
allowed
say
to
it.
Say it.
And particularly if you're saying none of them on cakes. Because that's something we all agree on. Hey, it's Monday morning. This is when Sam does her editorial. And if you guys can't handle the heat about her not wanting penises on cakes, then you get out of this radio kitchen because she is bacon. She is bacon quality radio and quality opinions. Get your dicks off her cake. That's what she's saying. Right? If
that's
I hear
exactly
you correctly,
right.
Sam.
That's actually exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But I do want to know, like, if you could have a party for any particular reason whatsoever. Like, I know, yes, is Will potentially going to be a bit judgy? Sure.
That's okay.
Absolutely. That's
whatever.
Why, that's why we love him. But
do it respectfully or maybe not.
Do whatever you want. No. If you could throw a party for whatever reason possible, like, what would it be? Okay. That's what I want to know.
Okay. I know we're not meant to overcomplicate these things.
No, go for it.
But I want to know the stupidest reason for a party you've ever had
that's
or been
well.
To.
That's
actually,
good as well.
Or
strong.
The one that you want. But yep. I would like to actually, if you've been to a party like this or something similar to this, I want to hear about it. So I can judge you and them.
We're
please,
starting
give
a vasectomy party. What do you want to throw? What have you been to? What party have you thrown?
Rogan Sam.
Nicole in Wattle Grove. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. What party do you wish you could throw?
Oh, well, it's actually my mum threw a divorce party.
Oh, yeah. Now, okay, Nicole, talk us through this. How close to the divorce was it? Like, was it a surprise party for... I mean, that'd be a great one. If it was like, up, surprise, we're getting divorced. Anyway, I threw a party.
And the mistress jumps out of the cake.
No, it was the weekend the divorce became finalised.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have been one of those parties where the theme was everybody gets half. Here's some cake, you get a half. Here's a drink, you get a half. Everybody gets half. I love it.
Jared in Campbelltown, have you been to a widow party or do you wish you could throw one?
Oh, I have thrown one. It's
Jared,
probably
what?
Insensitive when I look back at it now. Oh, 18.
Be careful. I love it already.
Here we go.
And
dump button ready, MC.
My grandmother had passed away, so we had a thanks for dying party
for
the inheritance.
Oh! Now, was it a substantial amount of inheritance, Jared?
When I was 18, yes, it was substantial. But now I look back and you think, I'd probably have given it all back for her to come back to be in the light.
But at the time, party.
It was epic.
Mate, that $500, it went so far.
It felt worse than at the time, man. When I was drinking those Bacardi Breezes, I was like, damn you, Nana, but now I miss her.
Kate in Seven Hills, good morning.
Morning, Sam and Will.
Oh, sounds good, Kate.
It's got a good time.
It just sounds good, I reckon. Kate, what about you, mate? What's the weird party?
Oh, my God. Most ridiculous party in my whole life. My mate, she's known to get around a bit, and she got the results back from a STD check, so we had an STI party.
That's...
Oh, was it a free of STI party?
Or it's like herpes for everyone.
Well, he knows about everyone else, but my mate that chucked the party was clear, and people came with, like, all sores on their face, wrapped in cling wrap, like condoms. And...
Oh, so it was themed. It was like a sexual health theme. Come as your favourite STI.
Yeah, it was like the best party ever.
I mean, you know what? That's the thing. Like, it might start a bit weird, but, the fun's contagious. and you'll remember it forever.
7 to 8.
Occasionally, you'll be like, oh, now I remember that party.
Believers.
Why is my arm itchy? Oh, that's right, that party.
All right, if you want to see good Justin times. Bieber live, we've got
good
your
calls.
Tickets. Call
do you normally get calls this good when Rove's in? I don't feel you do. I feel like there's just something magic in the air today, to be honest. Rove and
Sam. Kelly Clarkson has had an enormous career. She's done a lot of things. I didn't realise she won American Idol 14 years ago. 14 years ago.
Amazing voice.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Like, it feels like it's been, you know, just a few years.
Yeah.
But, crazy.
You know what, guys? I actually feel very lucky. I had the opportunity to catch up with Kelly Clarkson earlier. She has a new children's book, River Rose and the Musical Lullaby, and it was great to sit down and have a chat. So we're very excited. You've got a children's book, River Rose and the Musical Lullaby. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I actually just wrote it for my little girl. It was something I kind of did for her, like when she started reading, because she was one at the time, and I wrote these little stories. Actually, it was one of the trips we went to Australia. We went to like Asia, Australia, and London, and she got to do all these amazing things, and she had all these stamps in her passport that were like amazing, but she wasn't going to remember them. So I wrote specifically these stories for her initially, and then my husband and nanny were like, you should make these like children's books. And I was like, oh, okay. So here I am.
I think it's fantastic. And you've got 4 children, and now are all the other kids expecting to have children's books written for them too?
Right. Yeah, the other ones, that or their own characters.
Fair enough. One of the things that we love the most about you is you're so honest and you're so open, especially about your relationship. On The View, you did say this.
That's just key for us. It comes back to the whole oxygen mask thing. I'm like, save yourself first, then help the children. Because we're going to be bad parents if we're not sexually pleased and we're not like having a good life, you know, we're going to be bad. That's going to bleed into other things. And you've got to have a great life. I'm sorry, painted an image. You're away.
I love this attitude. I think it's so true, because I think sometimes parents can get so caught up in their children that they forget about their partner. So do you think that having great sex and making sure that your partner is a priority, that's the key to having a successful relationship?
Yes, because as well, that, you know, when you're satisfying yourself in many different areas of your marriage, obviously that's going to bleed into like how you are as a parent and how you are as a friend and a human in general. And I just think that it's a priority for my husband. I mean, obviously, to each his own. Everybody's relationships are different and they communicate in different ways. But they brought it up on The View and I was like, well, like, this is how we are.
I love it. And there's also a story circulating around about you forgetting Barack Obama's name. Is that true? What happened?
Well, in all fairness, this was way before anybody knew who he was. So he had just become a senator. We were at the same event and they said, hey, this, you know, senator won a Grammy and, you know, you've won a Grammy. So we thought it might be cool if you introduced him because, you know, you'll have that in common. And I was like, oh, and I just nailed this whole thing, which normally I don't nail public speaking ever. I should have obviously stopped while I was ahead of the game because then I royally messed up. Like I was just introduced to him. I'd never heard a name like that. And I just, I royally screwed everything up. The award, the book, his name, it was bad. So, and then like 3 months later, he was running for president. So I was like, sure.
And you're like, oh yeah, that guy. I remember him. Do you know if he remembers that happening?
There is absolutely no way he does not remember that happening. So it was embarrassing. Like, everyone was embarrassed for me. Like, not just myself. Like, it was bad.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Kelly Clarkson, River Rose and the Musical Lullaby is available to purchase now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, girl. You have a good one. Rove and
Sam. Hey, guys.
Yeah,
Sam,
what?
I'm going to have a chat with you guys.
Okay, brilliant. Let's do it.
We brought it up around the office on Friday.
Okay.
Look, I'm going through a stage where I'm like, you know, what is life, you know?
Okay, sure.
It's deep. Am I where I'm supposed to be?
Philosophical, I love it.
Okay. You know, I need to buy a house. I'm
okay.
You know. Yep.
What else? What else are you worrying about?
Like, you know, should I? Is Sydney? Yeah, I love Sydney. Yep, great.
Where are you going to live?
I've moved to Sydney.
Okay.
And this is my new base, right?
Yep.
So I've just transitioned from Melbourne to Sydney.
Yep, and you're all about that base.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's what we know about you.
right? Why you're so good at this job.
No trouble. Yeah, no, appreciate it.
Anyway, and I was just, oh, okay. You know,
so you're worried about buying a house. You're worried about where you live. You're worried about your life.
Where you are,
what you're
universe.
Doing, where you're
exactly.
at.
Exactly. Reflecting back on okay. the past, you know.
Reflecting. Exactly. Are you looking forward at all as well?
Yeah, of course I'm
you're
looking
You're reflecting,
forward.
Looking forward.
I'm just looking all around, basically. Right. Just having a look back and a look around.
Okay, lots of
lots
looking.
Going on. A lot of spinning
down,
around. Yeah.
You know, basically.
Right.
And I was having a chat with the ladies sure. in the studio,
yeah.
and they're just like, you know what it is, Sam? That's a voice
that's
of Sonia,
how they talk.
Our producer.
That
it
she does?
It
she sounds
yeah,
exactly
really?
Like,
give
Sonia,
it again.
Just say something.
Oh, we can't get her on.
Oh, for oh, goodness okay, sake.
Mate, you can yeah. definitely tell. You can
no
definitely
need to swear,
tell.
Mate.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to beep that out, obviously, but that was really filthy what she just said on the way through there. So, wow. Apparently there's another Sonia with controversial opinions in breakfast slots these days.
And
so,
Sonia's like, because I love astrology. I love chucking out my theories out there. And Sonia's like, you know what it is, Sam? It's Saturn returns.
Apparently Sonia is a Dalek.
And she's just like, that's
exterminate.
A Doctor Who
That's a Doctor
reference.
Who reference. Yeah, just a bit of a rave
so
shout
proud.
Out. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah, and Sonia's like, so what happens is, mate, I'm telling ya, and she's the most skeptical serial killer I've ever met in my
okay,
life.
Okay, she's a serial killer now
no,
as well.
No,
okay.
she actually is. And all she's right. like, nah.
I feel like that's probably an allegation we can't put on the
it's
radio.
It's the
but...
universe, man, I'm telling ya.
Okay.
So what happens is, because she's going, we're at the same age, she's going through sure. the same thing going, what's life, man, I'm freaking out. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I hear. Uh-huh. So we started getting into a chat.
Sure.
And she's like, mate, Saturn returns. So basically, huh? what happens
okay.
is.
Now, wait, just let's. Hang Let's on. Not just go over the top of what
Let
you've just said. Saturn returns.
Where's it been?
So,
yeah, where's it been?
So basically,
getting
when
some rings.
You're born, when you're born, uh-huh. wherever Saturn is in the orbit,
sure.
when it comes back around, so uh-huh. it takes like 20-something years
okay,
or so.
Okay, sure. Dr. Carl, slow down, science girl.
This has got deep really quickly.
Point, yeah, no, I love it.
It comes back around
yeah.
at the same, you know, place
where
when
it originally
when
was.
When you were born.
Okay, sure.
That's when cray things happen.
Nah, I mean, that makes sense.
It does.
I mean, that makes complete sense.
What?
So it explains all the looking
all.
That you're doing.
I wasn't expecting you to agree.
Oh, no, mate. Of course. Of course where you are. Well, of course it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, that's just the time of your life when you start to think about those things because you've partied in your 20s and you're getting to the end of your 20s and you have to kind of evolve in your life and, you know, buy a house and, you know,
nice.
Fix down your relationship and stuff. But no, it's probably where Saturn is.
Okay, great.
I reckon.
Well, I'm so glad you agreed.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I can obviously sense the sarcasm. Guys, if you're listening. But I know this is going long. I got one quick thing to make.
Okay,
I know
Saturn's,
we're going long.
Mate,
we're going long.
It's Saturn's fault, not yours.
Let me tell you a little something
okay,
that I actually believe.
Samton.
About
returns.
Saturn.
No, it's about the moon.
Okay,
oh,
here
God.
We go.
I
nice.
Think
okay.
that the moon controls your body clock.
Yeah, damn straight it does.
We're 80% water, right?
Yeah.
And if the moon controls the tides, it controls your body too. Because when I went to Monaco, guys, I went to Monaco.
Okay.
And when I went to Monaco, even though there's an 8-hour time difference, I was still waking up at 4 in the morning. How, guys? Tell me how!
Hang on.
And she swung a pen across
tell
the studio.
How.
Hang on. Well,
it's
I mean,
the moon.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be, mate.
I don't know about Saturn, guys, but I know about the moon.
Right.
That's one thing I know
What's
for sure.
What's happening?
Was this Sam
What's
Frost or
on?
Stephen Hawking? I do not understand. I mean, that is incontrovertible proof, ladies and gentlemen.
I have nothing else to say about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
8:17.
We see you, moon. We've called you out.
I
we
see
know what you're up
night.
To.
You sneaky thing. You make me go a little bit cray when you're
yeah.
full. I
yeah.
get it.
Rove and Sam.
Rove's voice still... It's not great this morning.
It's
not
practice.
Great.
We'll be back tomorrow. Will Anderson
Maybe.
In for Rove, though. Well,
Maybe.
Well.
If you can come in and fill these shoes, that's what I would say. Better be spending tonight growing those toes, Rovey. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I like this, Sam. I love the way it feels.
Oh, it's
just feels right.
You know what, people of Australia? Say hi to your mum for me this morning. Forget Rove. He's not here for you this morning or your mum. I am. Oh, yeah, Sam. I'm
well,
gonna,
thank you, Will.
I want to tell you a little story, if I may.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, I had to do a show. Well, I did a show called Women of Letters, or Men of Letters, it was called yesterday. But it is a show they run around the country every now and again where women traditionally write letters and they read those letters out loud. But occasionally, just one in every six or something, they have a thing called Men of Letters,
oh, great.
Where men have to write a letter to a woman who changed their life. So...
Oh.
I wrote one yesterday and I wanted to just tell you a little bit of the story about the woman I wrote about. Her name was Mary Douglas and I met her on the radio. She was a caller to our radio station back in the day. She was 70 years old,
oh.
right? And she'd watched this show I did on the ABC called The Glass House. Now, normally when 70-year-olds watch The Glass House, it was because they mistakenly thought it was a gardening show and then got really mad that there was a guy with nail polish swearing at them. So she rang up and she really liked me and we became like lifelong friends. And she passed like 7 years ago and I got invited. She was, because she was so delightful, Sammy. You would have loved her. She was the best. Like, she was like, just had a wicked sense of humor, just a brilliant, brilliant lady. And we became friends with her and we got invited to help scatter her ashes. And this will sum up.
What an honor.
Right. Isn't it amazing?
That's
so
incredible.
Yeah. So I'm there with her family and she wanted her ashes scattered under the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So we went down under the bridge and we scattered her ashes into the harbour, which at the time we were very grateful she got cremated because would have been a lot harder to do with a body. I'm not sure you're even meant to do it with ashes, but it's very hard to do with a body. But her husband, Adrian, and this sums up her because I did not know this when he was 20 years younger than her for a start. He was
her
toy boy.
I like this one. She's good.
Yeah, she met him at the pool. She liked the way he looked in his bathers, apparently.
Of course she did.
And she wanted, so we're scattering her ashes in the harbour and he goes, oh, do you know why Mary wanted her ashes scattered here? And I just assume, oh, well, it's beautiful. It's Sydney Harbour. It's the Opera House, right?
Got a lot of memories.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it did have a lot of memories for her because Mary lost her virginity to a sailor on a boat going under the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Not her husband.
Not her husband.
Someone else.
No. Someone else. And that was her last wish.
Hilarious.
So I am laughing so hard when he tells me this that a bit of her ashes fly back into my mouth.
And now a part of her will always be inside
you. Oh, Sam, isn't that beautiful?
Imagine the husband. What a badass. He's just like, yeah, mate, she jammed some dude below right. here.
Yeah.
A little skitty scatter here.
Didn't pay a toll.
That's. I love it.
Rove and Sam.
Time to enter the judge. Free zone.
All right, Sydney, this is your chance to just confess.
Whatever you want. Get
anything.
It off your chest.
No judgments, right?
Well, yeah. We're not in the judge-free zone yet. Oh, so any last minute.
No.
Judginess?
Can we get in the zone? Okay. So there's
let's
no judgments.
All right, let's jump inside. Just don't let it hit you on the way down because it's heavy duty.
All right, now that we're in the zone, I've got to confess something, Sam.
Oh.
The reason that Rove isn't here today
is
I have been putting a small layer of poison on his gold logies, and when he kisses them to bed at night, it's just been getting into his system as a way of just getting in here in the studio with you. But now that we're in the zone,
we can't have a crack at you.
Can't judge. So
okay, nice.
You know what? There I you like go. It. It's it's a great strategy.
Yeah. That's how you get into showbiz, kids. Poison your rivals.
Statues.
Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the judge-free zone.
Good morning, Will and Sam. How are you?
Oh, it sounds good, Sarah. It sounds good the way you say it. What have you got to confess today? I'm not going to judge. Look, I like it here.
I'm hoping you're not judging. It is a beautiful sunny day out there, and I'm sure I'm looking fresh, but I'm not feeling fresh because, don't judge, I don't wash out my makeup. I just reapply over the top.
I like it.
Oh.
I am so lazy. I just, you know what? You sit up, you're watching TV at night, you want to crawl into bed. That 5 minutes to take it off, not worth it.
No,
so just wake up the next morning.
Judge-free zone, Sam.
It's very efficient, I was going to
say.
You wake up in the morning, you pop on your clothes.
I can
have
5 minutes in bed.
Exactly. You don't have to, sandpaper down your house before you paint it again. Just paint over the top. Get some new paint. I like the layers. It's all so protective. If something flies into your face or something, it's going to get jammed in the makeup, not actually hit your face.
I'm sure it's great for your skin as well.
I mean,
sure.
It'd be great for your skin.
Yeah.
It protects you from UV.
Clog it all up.
It'd be good. And years later.
In a positive way.
Yeah, exactly. You can just scrape it all
done.
Off. You've got a new face underneath.
Well done.
Yeah, great.
I like it.
Thank
judge
you,
free.
Sarah. We're
Thank
not
you,
judging.
Sarah.
It's fantastic.
No judgments.
Yvette in Oran Park, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very well, lovely. Now, what would you like to get off your chest?
Okay, this one's a pretty big one, but okay. I was on fertility medication because I couldn't fall pregnant, and the doctor said, make sure you read the instructions, blah, blah, blah. Of course, I listened, went home, didn't read them, took two pills instead of half a pill, and ended up with twins.
Oh.
Really?
Wow, is that really how it works?
Yes, I know.
Obviously it does.
Oh, my God. We just won $500 each out of that.
Yes.
That was really good. Wow, you took two and you had identical twins?
No, fraternal, because I overstimulated my ovaries and released two eggs.
Oh.
I know.
I mean.
Do you regret it?
Not
Judge
Rezo.
Yeah, exactly.
Judge Rezo.
Some days I do, some days.
See?
Yeah. If you had to give one of them back, which one? No.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've got to decide.
All right.
But seriously, you would. If you had twins, there would be one you like better.
I mean, also...
one would be annoying and bratty and sooky and...
I mean, that is a topic for another judge-free zone.
I know.
Another day, you got to bring that back. You have kids? Which one do you like the least? Judge-free zone.
I'm easily the least favourite in my family. I'm one of six. And mum's got
favorites. Yeah, for sure, if there's six of them.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm the least favourite too. It's my brother's 40th today. Happy birthday. He's on the farm with my dad. He'd be one of the favourites.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to send someone to dinner. We've got $200 to give away for Telefamous or the Bavarian in World Square. Okay, Will, a final responsibility this morning.
I mean, how do I go past the fact that you did not read the instructions of your fertility medication? It feels like one of those things where you'd look at the back of the bottle and say how much. You're like... I'm just glad you didn't take four.
Yeah.
I mean, if you'd taken eight, you'd be the octo mum. So I reckon, you know, Yvette's got to be the winner today, I would have thought.
Oh, thank you. I need it.
Yeah.
Now, please don't have two meals by accident when you go there.
I'll read the menu properly.
$200 to spend. Make sure you get down there for Telefamous and the Bavarian opening at World Square Friday, 14th of October. All right, let's get out of the cone of silence. And...
yeah, but twins, am
I
right?
Come on. Read your instructions. I mean, what's he doing? Take medicine responsibly, guys.
Say whatever you want now.